Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, continue to feature Motown artists that had a top 10 song after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, Rockwell, The Marvelettes, Marvin Gaye, Rare Earth, The Supremes, The Four Tops, and Edwin Starr. First up this half hour, the Isley Brothers on the T-Neck record label. It's Your Thing right here on Motown Memories.
It's Your Thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. If you want me to love you, maybe I'll wait. Believe me, woman, it ain't no big deal. Oh, you need love now, just as bad as I do. Makes me no difference now who you give your thing to. Oh, it's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you wanna do. It's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you wanna do now. I can't tell you who to sock it to.
Thank you.
all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Spring in the air,
filled with love.
There's magic everywhere. When you're young and in love, life seems to be
Motown memory from the Marvelettes, When You're Young and in Love, and then reached number 23 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1967. Before that, Rockwell and Somebody's Watching Me, number 2 from 1984, and Rockwell was Kennedy Gordy, Berry Gordy Jr.'s son, who was born on March 15, 1964. And we started with the Isley Brothers on the T-Neck record label, It's Your Thing, their first single released on the T-Neck record label, reaching number 2 from 1969. They had 80 rhythm and blues hits altogether, and this song was originally recorded in 1964 in the United Artists record label before they joined Motown. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 10 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, the only such song from Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. Well, Sexual Healing is a 1982 song that was recorded by Marvin Gaye on the Columbia record label. And as mentioned, it was his first single since his exit from his long-term record label, Motown, earlier in that year, following the release of his album called In My Lifetime. It is listed at number 233 on the Rolling Stone magazine list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. Well, a little more background on the song. In the winter of 1981, Marvin Gaye had relocated to Belgium following the end of a European tour, as he had financial difficulties with the Internal Revenue Service of the United States, and the end of his second marriage was forthcoming. Well, while in Belgium, Marvin began to curb his drug use and recover from his depression, as he partaked in Belgium's beautiful beaches. He also began cutting ties with his long-term record label Motown, following the release of the album In My Lifetime, because it was an album that Marvin thought was not finished yet. He declared that he would never record with the label ever again after he accused Motown of betraying his creativity. Well, here is Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing, right here on Motown Memories.
Longer, it's getting longer. nothing you can say. You're talking to the sky, babe. I just gotta get away, yeah. Got to hear the wind song singing in my ear. Got to get it on, girl, and I'll never make it here. Cause the wind was my mother, the highway is my brother. I was born to wander, and it's time for moving on. I was born to wander, turn around and I'll be gone, gone, gone. I'm just following my heart, girl, and it's following the sun.
Yeah.
Supremes, a number one smash hit from 1966, You Keep Me Hanging On. Before that, Rare Earth and Born to Wander, number 17 from 1970. And we start with Marvin Gaye and the Columbia record label Sexual Healing, number 3 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1982, and his only non-Motown hit. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a top 10 song after they left the Motown record. Well, coming up, the 6 such artists with the 4 tops on the Dunhill record label, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, right here on Motown Memories.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing hard. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Ooh. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh, no, it don't come better.
To make her happy doesn't take her life.
She don't ask for things, no.
So together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like the one I love.
She can fill me up when it's down I'm going. Put a little music in my day. Wouldn't be surprised if my love keeps growing.
It keeps growing.
Bigger every minute that she's. It's my word she'll obey now.
blessed change. On that day the whole world will say, time will have washed all our fears away, and peace will have brought us a brand new day. But it takes time. That's what they tell me. Every day I keep hearing them telling me that. That's what they tell me. Oh Lord, but I wanna know, Lord, it takes time. It takes time. It takes time. But oh, somebody tell me now.
How much time?
Edwin Starr, who also produced this song called Time, it only reached 117 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, but a somewhat respectable number 39 in the United States Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1969. And we start with the Four Tops on the Dunhill record label, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, number 4 from 1973. Well, this hour, we featured six Motown artists that had a top 10 hit after they left the Motown record label.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memory 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.